about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I know you have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you choose the Dr. Dahlia Show means you got some pretty good taste. We are sassy and stimulating. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we had just talked about on the previous hour that a little 7-year-old boy had fallen off of a ski lift at Sugar Bowl in west of Lake Tahoe. When I learned how to ski, I learned how to ski in Lake Tahoe. I went to medical school up in UNR Reno for 3 years, and then I went to UCLA my last year. So we did a lot of skiing up there. I mean, beautiful mountains, but I'm kind of scared of heights. And I did not handle the ski lifts well. First, I think they come too fast. You know, you're supposed to stand, and then it's supposed to hit your legs, and then you kind of fall back, and then you're up there, and then it stops. Something happens, and it just stops, and you're just up there, and, you know, whoever I'd be with would be a jerk, and they'd start rocking it, and I'd be like, no, no, can't handle it. I mean, so I really don't like the whole chairlift experience of skiing, but I love to ski. I love to ski. I just can't stand the whole chairlift experience. I don't know how to move my skis quick enough. I just don't get my act together. Well, unfortunately, a little 7-year-old fell. He's in critical condition, suffering a possible bleed to the brain. And, this kind of happens more often than we want it to. And we really need to watch these kids. I mean, no, you really don't want to have seatbelts on the ski lift, because when you have to get off, you have to get off and quickly. You know, the last thing you want to do is have somebody screw around with the seatbelt type of thing, you know, and then when they miss the turn, they fall. But, some of these kids, I don't know what they're doing, or they're slipping off, or they're moving or something. And it's extremely dangerous. So, you know, prayers with the family. Hopefully this boy pulls through. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah. Follow us on Facebook. Just follow us, because we are going to give you the best and the greatest of news updates. All right. So today in the news, they were talking about how Dutch scientists have created a contagious airborne form of the bird flu, right? The avian flu. They came up with something that's more contagious, more virulent, and could kill millions. All right, and they're rejoicing about this. I mean, this scares the heck out of me. All right, they say, unlike the normal H5N1 strain of the bird flu, the avian flu, right, which usually is contagious person to person, this sucker has been mutated to the point where it could actually infect a hell of a lot more easier. Now, of course, that's, you know, when I look at this and I'm like, I don't know why they would do this. I guess Dutch researchers were experimenting with it, and, you know, they were seeing how easy is this, you know, for it to happen. Now, of course, the U.S. government asked these Dutch researchers, please do not publish all the details of their discovery. You know, but the researchers want to publish. They're kind of proud of themselves. You know, so some of us are going to go, wait a second. The avian flu scared the hell out of us, right? It does cause death, all right? We were really, really nervous a few years back because people that were traveling to our country could bring it in, right? Then it got quiet a little bit, and then we dealt with the swine flu. That scared us. Now we got a vaccine. So far, so good. We don't want the bird flu to come back. Now, remember I had reported a few months ago that I believe in China a mutant strain of it had come. Couple people were affected. This is, though, in the lab, someone's playing with this. Now, again, I don't think the Dutch have any, ideas, you know, to do anything with this. But the problem is this is a big question people have with science. How much do we want us to do? You know, how much do we want to progress? I mean, you know, if we have the ability to play around with viruses, well, then the bad guys are going to get a hold of that knowledge, you know? I don't know. I mean, I know some people extrapolate that to guns. They'll say, well, then, you know, we shouldn't let everybody have guns. No. No, I think we all should arm ourselves, okay? All right, just like in the old Wild West. Although you heard the Wild West really wasn't that wild. There weren't as many killings as they say the Wild West had, right? It's just in the movies it looks better when they, but, you know, honestly, people are more civilized. Why? Because everybody had a gun. You don't mess around. You know, gosh, I was getting my CCW and, you know, I was asking, I go, why don't I just put signs all over the house, say, you know, we got guns, we got artillery, we got this, leave us alone. You know, and of course the teacher's like, well, that's not smart because then people are going to want to rob your house, right? Because you got guns. So no, you can't do that. Cause that's what I want to do. You know, it's Hanukkah, right? Yay. Happy Hanukkah. Instead of having a menorah in the window, you know, let them see some of our artillery, but no, can't do that. Can't do that. By the way, happy holidays, everybody. For those of us celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. For those of us celebrating Christmas in a few days, Merry Christmas. Yeah. I ate a bunch of latkes and I'm really feeling it. Really feeling that. We talked about the Hanukkah story, earlier today. Kind of fascinating story of, you know, the underdog beating out the Syrians who were forcing the Jews in 200 BC to worship Greek idols. And then one of the Jewish priests and his sons, one of the sons of Judah Maccabee, fought, led the revolt, got the Syrians out of the land of Judea. And they were able to celebrate. The Syrians had ruined the second temple as they were trying to resurrect the temple. They wanted to light the menorah. They only had enough oil for one day. And miraculously, it lit for 8 days. That's why a lot of people think we eat fattening foods on Hanukkah, like latkes and greasy foods. No, that's not why. We just eat greasy foods because they're yummy, you know. Right? Potato pancakes. Have you ever had a latke? You know, like made latke style with onion and, you know, shredded potato and the salt and all that, right? Dipping in applesauce. It's good. Fattening, but good, right? Feels like a hockey puck in your bowels, though, which is what I'm going through right now. All right. But anyway, God bless all of you, whatever you're celebrating. Hope you're having a blessed week. But anyway, so back to the story about Dutch researchers playing around with the H5N1 strain of the avian flu. Yes, it's nice to know you can do it, but how are you going to protect? This is what I would recommend, okay? What I recommend, if researchers are doing this, yeah, don't publish it all over the place so the bad guys see this, but now figure out what you would do if that happens, okay? Bioterrorism is still obviously a threat. Maybe figure out a vaccine for this. I mean, it's going to take money, but you see what happens? You know, these scientists have nothing better to do, so they screw around with a couple viral strains and they come up with something more virulent and scary. Well, now you got to go to work and find a cure for that, okay? I saw contagion. I'm scared. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, I don't think I like this article here. All right, it's saying uterine fibroids are costing billions in U.S. healthcare and lost work. Yeah, blame the womb. All right, you know how the woman's period is to blame for a lot of things? Okay, now they're blaming the fibroid. Uterine fibroids are a significant economic drain on the U.S. healthcare system, really costing anywhere from $5.9 billion to $34.4 billion a year. Really? Look, I keep my uterus to myself. They say the costs come largely from lost work and disability, but also include medical treatment as well as obstetric complications, as the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Okay, that's a good read, right? I don't like the pictures, but it's a good read. Uterine fibroids costing billions in U.S. healthcare. All right. What about diarrhea? What about low back pain? Fibroids are one of the most costly conditions, even at the lower limit of $5.1 billion. Okay, here's the thing with fibroids. You all know what those are? They're usually benign tumors. Yes, some can be cancerous, the fibrosarcomas, but honestly, usually fibromas, right, or the fibroids or the uterine leiomyomas. There's a leiomyosarcoma, if I'm being exact. Those are the ones that can be cancerous. But the fibroids, leiomas, or, oh my gosh, all these omas are driving me crazy. They're benign growths within the uterus, okay? But they do cause issues, all right? They could grow. They could press on the bowel. They could cause bleeding. So, yes, they are an issue and a pretty significant issue. So, I can understand that. I know a lot of people have issues with pregnancy. There was even one a study that came out saying women with multiple fibroids could possibly give birth to an autistic child. And I don't know where they went with that one, if there's been any more research with that. Many women do get the tumors removed. They're called myomectomies, right, because they take them out of the muscle of the fibroid or the uterus. And then some get hysterectomies. A lot get hysterectomies. These fibroids grow. They cause bleeding. They're, you know, discomfort. So, yeah, I could see it adds cost. It's just I don't like the title of that. You know, makes it sound like the woman's womb is the root of all our healthcare problems. Now, there was some cool news, really, really cool news. Let me reach for the cool news we talked about in the previous hour, where doctors say they can wave a plastic wand and help double your pregnancy risk. Now, when I saw that title of that report, I'm like, what? What are they talking about? But this is actually pretty cool. Israeli researchers have found that when they had done uterine biopsies or taking scrapings from the uterus, when they had, you know, needed to do biopsies, those women had an increased chance of getting pregnant later and subsequently. So what they've developed is this plastic pipette. Okay, it's this long plastic tube, like they call it a pipel, and they insert it. Okay, shove, whatever word you want to use. And then they rotate it while scratching the uterine cervix 360 degrees. I know, sounds lovely, doesn't it? Right? Sounds lovely. And what that does is they believe it stimulates the uterine lining, gets the immune system up, getting the juices flowing, and helps improve the lining such that when these women implant, where the ovary and the sperm fall. Remember, we talked about how you get pregnant. You don't get pregnant in the uterus. You get pregnant in the fallopian tube. The egg shoots out an egg. The ovary shoots out an egg. The sperm, meanwhile, hopefully in perfect timing, is swimming up the vagina, into the cervix, into the uterus, and then up into the fallopian tube. The sperm meets the egg in the fallopian tube. That's how people get ectopic pregnancies. All right, you get pregnant in the fallopian tube. Ectopic pregnancies where it decides to implant in the fallopian tube, and then it grows and grows, healthy, you know, fetus, but it grows in an area that's not supposed to, unfortunately, can cause a variety of problems that we have to remove the tube. But what happens usually in a normal pregnancy is what happens in a normal pregnancy is your egg and your sperm meet, and they meet and then they flow back. They flow down, land in the uterus, so you have to be able to implant. Okay, that zygote or the fertilized egg has to be able to implant. So what they think is this little scraping procedure, the little scraping procedure helps boost the immune system, makes it all juicy, allows implantation. So, I like the idea. It's cheap. I mean, all of you have ever gone through fertility treatments, it's expensive as heck. And so, I mean, the only thing is they had to give, you know, when they tested 30 women on this, they had to give them painkillers, you know, and it's, I wouldn't be surprised. I would need more than a painkiller to go through that. All right, we see calls are coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Kyle working the phones. He's going to be getting you through to me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But I think, I think the idea of doing something, you know, what's so fascinating is medicine isn't rocket science. Okay? It's very practical. You know, and when we were talking about maggots and debriding, and we were talking about how, you know, wounds yesterday, they did surgical debridement, and then they had maggots, and the maggots did better than the surgical debridement, which, again, I have a bone to pick with this one. Remember, the whole purpose of surgical debridement is you kind of clean it out to try to restart fresh and induce those cells to grow. And by cutting, you know, it's a fascinating concept, absolutely fascinating concept. Okay, so here's another fascinating thing they're doing, although some of you are going to probably get a little sick, but here we go, all right? Scientists in a German lab have been growing skin, all right? What's nice is, you're going to love this one. They're trying to grow human skin so they don't have to use animals, but where are they getting the skin from? Foreskin. So kids are donating their foreskin. All right. I mean, I'm assuming it's after a circumcision, and then they are taking those cells, they're growing them, and then making these swatches. And these swatches are big enough to actually do pretty good experiments on. Because again, it's skin, it's real human skin. So the only thing is again, it's foreskin. you know, and I mean, I don't have any to donate, so I wouldn't really be able to help donate. I know that's a shame. But, okay, what are we going to do? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DR-DALIA or 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have? We got Larry. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Not too bad. I don't have any to donate either, so I guess we're in the same boat.
I know.
As far as that's concerned.
I know. I don't want to see the swatches. They didn't give us the picture, but I'm assuming they're translucent, and I don't even want to think about them. Anyway, yeah, what's going on?
Are you familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day at all?
Yeah, yeah. She's more in the natural realm of medicine, right?
Well, actually, she worked for like 20-some years as the head of...
Orthopedics.
Emergency medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, orthopedic emergency medicine at, I think it was UCLA or something.
Uh-huh.
Or San Francisco General Hospital, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, she was in Northern California. Yeah, what's your question?
Well, what do you, she's very controversial. She makes a lot of claims that, it's hard to know whether it's, what she's saying is, you know, that she cured breast cancer through, you know, drinking lots of water and all this various religious stuff and all that. It's hard to tell, you know, when someone has those medical credentials and then she goes completely against.
Right. Where they make the claims. I'm going to tell you something, okay? As an MD, you know, I was trained allopathically, and I believe she also was an MD as opposed to a DO who does more osteopathic, even though most DOs and MDs agree. But here's my thing. I have seen homeopathy. I've seen acupuncture work. I have seen non-traditional medicines work. It's just I wouldn't, for me, recommend them yet because I don't see them work for everybody. For example, we had a lady who was seen a homeopath, refused to seek medical care for her breast cancer. The homeopath called us and said, look, I begged her a year ago to go. She didn't want to, but the homeopathy didn't work. And this guy is a very well-renowned homeopath doctor. And she died from her breast cancer. Now, again, I know, you know, Dr. Day, she talks more than, you know, discusses more than homeopathic treatments. But here's my thing. You may have somebody that claims something worked, but I can't say that for the masses. And so, you know, that's what's frustrating. You know, I mean, I could sit here and talk to you about how I saw something work for a patient, but I think it wouldn't be prudent to let people believe that that would work for them. You know, so I really don't know much about her drinking water theory, but I know she does like a lot of natural alternative therapies, which I'm very open to. My mind is extremely open to. It's just when you start to recommend it for the masses, some people may not then, you know, consider regular traditional medicine. I'm like this one woman who was eaten up by her breast cancer and died. I am so frustrated by whatever she read or listened to make her not seek regular treatment. So you're right. It's hard to believe. What do you believe, you know?
Are you a practicing MD then?
Yeah. Yep. I'm a practicing MD family medicine, and I did some emergency medicine. Yeah. But, Larry, we're going on break, but great call. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25%
5-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I wanted to talk really quickly about a couple other topics, but the previous caller from Ohio, and thank you so much for your call. It was, I think it was Larry was his name. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Larry. You know, he brought up something that actually tied into a story today. One of the stories that came out today was they really need better tests to detect and treat prostate cancer, and doctors are getting frustrated that patients are getting frustrated, and the U.S. Preventive Task Force is saying, let's watch and wait, maybe not screen everybody for prostate cancer. If they do have prostate cancer, let's watch and wait. If I was in your position, right, and I was watching the news, right, hearing people claim about natural therapies, you know, hearing doctors say you need to do this, I'd be very confused, okay? Plus, you're getting from the media that doctors are run by the pharmaceutical companies, right? So you wonder, is a doctor's opinion unbiased, right? Or are they trying to make the pharmaceutical companies rich, right? And it's frustrating. Now, if I could say there's a bias, okay, if I was going to admit there's a bias, the one bias I would admit to are doctors erring on the side of not getting sued, Okay, because I see that bias happen. Not all doctors. Okay, you know, I know people say, oh, Dolly, what about pharmaceutical companies that give you pens and all that? But no, no, no. When we're talking about prostate cancer treatment, or we're talking about breast cancer treatment, no, the pens don't really weigh that much on our decision. But what really weighs heavy on our decision is, are we going to be sued later if this comes back to sting us? Okay. And the reason why I know this is I've had patients admit to me they have a high PSA. They go for the biopsy. They have prostate cancer. Yet they see 3-4 different doctors and everyone has a different opinion. Right. But some of them admit, you know, look, of course I'm going to take the treat because if you have cancer and it spreads, you know, you and your family could come back at me. And, you know, some people, they're very honest about that. And they're right. They're right. You know, I mean, we've already learned there's been tons of examples of, you know, having the right attorney at the right place with the right jury at the right time. There could be a case for anything. Remember, we were talking about the Conrad Murray case and involuntary manslaughter when somebody dies at the hands of the doctor. Now, even though this was a very rare case with Conrad Murray administering propofol to Michael Jackson in his house, there have been malpractice cases where a doctor administered contrast like he was supposed to. Patient dies. And the family and the lawyer try to go for criminal charges and make a criminal case out of it. So, you know, if I had to say there was any bias, I wouldn't say it's the pharmaceutical company, because honestly, the dinners and the lunches are now gone by the wayside and they can't even get pens anymore. So no, I wouldn't say it's that. However, because we don't have tort reform and we don't have enough legal protection, the doctor is probably going to err on the side of you not having the cancer spread. So this watch and wait is making a lot of us, the doctors, uncomfortable. Unless, of course, we get attorneys to come up with an ironclad consent. But of course, that could, you know, that could be an issue where the patient could say, but look, you didn't really tell me what would happen if the cancer spread. Again, it's very difficult because a good lawyer could poke holes through almost anything, you know, and I'm not saying this to disparage lawyers. I mean, lawyers have a purpose, you know, trust me, you know, if I ever get sued and it could happen, I'm going to want an attorney. Okay, we've used attorneys for wills, etc. You know, yes, attorneys serve a purpose, but when it comes to malpractice cases, you know, it does. It scares the hell out of the medical profession. And we still don't have any protection. So here we are. We're going back and forth with this prostate cancer and, you know, and then even like the natural remedies. Again, and I don't know too much about Dr. Day, but I know of her. And let's say there is a natural remedy out there that has shown work and promise. Okay, what protection is the doctor going to have if it doesn't work? I think there's a lot of doctors out there that like the idea of homeopathic and natural medicines and alternative therapies. In fact, there was a study we talked about on the show a couple months ago where a huge percentage of doctors, I think almost a third, have used natural remedies on themselves. So there is a strong belief in natural remedies and alternative therapies. I mean, and I'm an MD saying this, you know, I mean, MDs are stereotyped to not being open to, you know, natural and alternative, you know, complementary medicine. No, I'm a huge fan. I just can't recommend it yet. That's what's so frustrating. Okay. I always thought I'd be going to medical school and I would fight for my patient and whatever I thought was right, that's what I would recommend and that's what I would do. And, you know, but I didn't realize, you know, I was naive, you know, and then seeing my friends get sued and, you know, see, you know, like for example, like earwax on a fever blister. Okay. You know, I mean, I think earwax works. I've seen it work. Patients have told me you put earwax on your cold sores, it pops up, right? You know? But if somebody gets a staph infection in their mouth, they're going to say, Dr. Dahlia told me to put earwax. And then the medical community or the, expert witness will say, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not standard care. You know, and you're screwed. I know this is stupid. Nobody should live in fear. A doctor shouldn't practice in fear. But remember, if one lawsuit can take a doctor out and he can't practice medicine anymore, he's no good to his other patients. So he has to unselfishly make sure that selfishly he can still practice. So his other patients still have him as his doctor. So it's frustrating. And honestly, I know you all are frustrated because I'm just as frustrated too, even as a patient. I would love a doctor to say, look, you know, you got warts on your feet, stick it in some turpentine. It'll work. Stick your foot in turpentine. You don't have to go through the cryotherapy. You don't have to go through the surgery. You'll save some money. Stick your foot in turpentine. Right? I'd love a doctor to just say that. Give me some MacGyver medicine, please. We're in a recession. We don't have health insurance. We have high deductibles. Tell us something I could do at home. Yet there's no protection for that doctor if something goes wrong. So they're not going to. They're going to say, well, if you have a wart, we need to pare it down into cryotherapy, or then we have to burn it off, or we have to surgically excise it. I know there's other things you could do. There's duct tape. There's other things you could do for warts. You know, but again, and so, you know, I apologize if I can't concur with anything Dr. Day has said, even though I may find it totally cool. Again, I'm an MD. I'm supposed to give you what has been researched and what has been considered standard of care. But I just want you all to know I am totally with you on how frustrating it is that we just can't do something alternative. You know, I am with you on that. Very, very with you. But keep in mind, again, like what I said before to the earlier caller, just because you hear that a treatment saved a person from cancer doesn't mean we could use it for the masses. And that's what we really have to be careful in the media and in the medical profession and as patients. Something works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you, because remember, we're not all the same. This has been my argument I've had on this show for years. Okay, I'm tired of people treating all patients the same. You have to individualize, you know? I mean, one of my patient families, their mother comes from, I'm trying to think, Armenia, the grandma. And the grandma believes in giving the child her urine. Okay? Now, of course, I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, no. That's a no. Don't do that. Do not drink somebody else's urine or whatever. But, I mean, these are just some of the examples of things that are out there. And what, you know, one of the reasonings behind that is there's something to the urine that, you know, it secretes and leaches out the bad humors, and it helps the child with their illness. Now, in the MD profession, there's no way in hell would allow something like that. But I understand that there's other people that do that, and they, you know, they're like, look, this works. I know stuff works out there, just I can't recommend it. That's all I could say. All right, so what do we do now with PSA and prostate cancer? And, you know, we were talking about earlier, in the earlier part of the show in the first hour, how, you know, men, they're told they have a high PSA. Do they even want it looked at? One of my patients, we found an elevated PSA. He jumped up a point. He was still in the normal range, but he jumped. I had a suspicion he had prostate cancer. We were right. After the biopsy, he was found to have prostate cancer. He opted for radiation of the multiple opinions he got, had radiation, but now he has erectile dysfunction. Now he's regretting having anything done to begin with. You know, he's like, I liked my life when I didn't have erectile dysfunction. All right. But, you know, which is better, you know, being able to live a life like you want to, or being cancer, you know, being treated with cancer. And so, you know, more and more, we're watching the media tell us, look, you know, save money. You don't have to have the test done. You could watch and wait. And I'm just telling you all, be careful. Don't let the media make your medical decisions. You and your doctor needs to make your medical decisions and maybe throw in a couple other medical second opinions. But do not let the media make this decision, because you're going to see more and more of the U.S. Preventative Task Force saying we may not have to do all this screening. All right? And that's in their best interest, not yours. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And after the holidays, visit my website at drdahlia.com to start thinking about summer vacation. Got to plan it, and hopefully you go to, I was going to say Hawaii. No, I'm not going to Hawaii. I'm going to Alaska. We got the Alaskan cruise coming up end of June to early July. Great week. Beautiful, leaving out of Seattle, so please check my website. All right, Oscar from Hollywood, Florida writes, Doctor, I heard you talk about neti pots and the amoeba risk. Well, what about CPAP machines? Mine is humidified. Should I worry? Okay, do you guys remember we were talking about last week about in Louisiana, two people had died from amoeba infestations from tap water they use for their neti pots, which is a nasal flushing irrigation system. So CPAP machines, great question. From what I understand, no. From what I understand, the humidified air doesn't, the water actually doesn't touch you. You know, like a neti pot, I mean, that's a big, that's direct contact. But my recommendation for any sort of hydration or, like you could even say vaporizer or humidifier that you use, we got to stop using tap water. I would recommend distilled water. And I know that gets costly, you know, but I'm sure you could go to, you know, Costco or Sam's Club and just get, you know, the cheap jugs. But my recommendation, I mean, honestly, when we talked about the amoebas, for those of you that didn't hear the story, these amoebas live in warmer temperatures. So obviously you from Hollywood, Florida are probably, you know, concerned warm temperatures, warm waters. You know, they live in ponds and fresh water. So when you play in the pond, you know, you kick up the dirt from the ground that the, or the floor, the riverbed, you'll bring it up. And then when you swim, it goes up at your nose. These amoebas then attach onto your brain, start eating in it, and you end up dying. Nigeria fowleri was what was found in those two patients from Louisiana. I think amoeba histolytica killed a child over the summer. So far, a total of 5 deaths this year that we know about from these amoebas. So it's really rare. I mean, we're talking rare. Very rare. I don't think you should worry with your CPAP machine, but my recommendation is any machine you use or any type of irrigation system, use distilled water, you know, or possibly, you know, just take tap water, boil it, cool it off, and then use it, you know, if you're concerned. But, you know, what this taught us, especially with Louisiana now saying, you know, don't use tap water for the neti pots, health department, that, you know, tap water is not 100% safe. So do we have to panic? No, we don't have to panic. But I'm not a big fan of using tap water anywhere way for these types of things. All right, great question. For any of you having questions, you can reach me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, so there was this boy with Down syndrome, 14-year-old boy in Missouri, who, you know, likes to give hugs all the time. Well, apparently he was on the bus, and he went up to a female bus aide, not the driver, but an aide on the bus. They haven't identified her. And she claims that he came up to her, grabbed around her waist like a bear hug, then got on top of her and moved in a sexual motion. So this boy has been suspended. The family's up in arms, right? The aide is freaking out. And I think there's a whole lot of confusion. Now, you know, I've worked a lot with kids with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, et cetera. And even kids without these issues. You know, a lot of kids, when they're excited, they jump up and down. So if they're in a hug and they want to, I mean, they'll kind of do what like a little bear does sometimes, you know? I mean, if you notice bears with their moms, they'll climb on top of mom. Of course, kids can hug, you know, so they'll put their arms around them. And then a lot of times they do jump up and down. Now, I know this is a 14-year-old, so, you know, they might have been concerned of some puberty issues or whatever. But I have seen a lot of hugs misinterpreted, unfortunately. And there are weird hugs. Okay, I mean, mind you, they are weird hugs. You know, a kid jumping up and down on you is a little awkward, but that doesn't always mean it's a sexual type of hug. Okay, you know, it's, I think what they may need to do, especially if this is a bus aide, I'm not sure if this was a school that was designed for people with Down syndrome, or this was a, I guess a regular public school that the child was going to, but I think they really need to, you know, make teachers' aides aware. They have to do some sort of an enlightening enrichment program of these teachers of what some kids with autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy could do. Because yes, when I was hugged, you know, by some of them, a lot of times they'll bring their head down, bring their shoulders down, because it's a shy type of reaction, but they'll go right for your boobs. And their head, they'll plant their face in your boobs. Okay? Now again, you know, they're going for the hug, so they're not gonna bring their head up, they're gonna bring their head down, and a lot of times, you know, if you're taller than them, they're gonna hit your boobs. Okay, well that doesn't mean that, you know, you're being sexually harassed, then you know what, you kinda turn to get the boob out of the face, and you can hug them. So I think there has to be some sort of an awareness type of thing, because otherwise, you know, you're gonna have a lot of kids suspended or accused of sexual harassment when, you know, very commonly their hugs do include jumping up and down, you know, rubbing up against you. I hate to say that. And boot planting. There shouldn't be any goosing, but some of these things happen, you know. And if it turns out it was a puberty thing and, you know, maybe he was, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. But again, we do need awareness because many of us don't know. You know, my roommate in college, Adonna, love her to death. She actually went into special ed. And, you know, these special ed teachers are a great source also of education because they know these behaviors. Kids run up and hug, you know, so they really learn these behaviors even more than doctors. So just, you know, something to think about. Okay. Now, something that I think is absolutely really weird is this, you heard about this brotherly love story where a brother was, had multiple drug convictions, okay? Well, he and his brother were driving in a car, got pulled over for a headlight issue, and while they're in the back of the police car, right, because the police thought they were suspicious and checking him out, the brother said to, I believe his younger one, please get the cocaine out of my butt and eat it, because if they find the cocaine on me, I'm going to be in prison for life. So he talks his younger brother into ingesting the cocaine. And I think the first brother pulled it out for him, right, because he was hiding it there. The brother eats the cocaine while he was in the police car and unfortunately dies. And he must have gone into cardiac arrest. I mean, when you ingest that much cocaine, I mean, I don't know how large the rectum was of the first brother, but I'm assuming it was a pretty decent amount of cocaine. So he goads his younger brother into doing it, saying, you're my little brother, I'm going to get life, you know, you're going to unwrap it, you want me to hand it to you. So, you know, this is all on police tape because there was film in the police car. Boy downs the cocaine, ends up dying. So now the first brother has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. I mean, just absolutely crazy. But what's even crazy about this is when the younger brother was rushed to the hospital, older brother did not mention where the cocaine came from. He said, it's cocaine. He said, yeah, my brother was eating cocaine. But, you know, didn't say it was from him. You know, of course, covered his butt. But not the best brother in the world. So this guy's going down. I hope so. I mean, just scary stuff. Does this just blow your mind? Just blows your mind. I mean, I hate to say that, but this is why, you know, most cops, they assume something's kooky going on. You know, it's frustrating because you're innocent until proven guilty. But if you're not aware that stuff like this is happening, you could have one brother killing the other brother unwittingly, right? All during a traffic stop. Or I think it was one of their lights was out or something. Crazy, crazy stuff. Really quickly, I want to talk to you about pancreatic cancer. And they found some foods that may actually prevent you from getting pancreatic cancer. I don't know, again, you know, if you should eat too much of these foods, but they found selenium and nickel-rich diet protects you against from cancer, selenium and nickel. You could get nickel in lentils, oats, nuts, asparagus, beans, mushrooms, pears, peas, and tea. But selenium you could get from Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, eggs, oily fish. Pancreatic cancer scares the hell out of us because Patrick Swayze got that and died. Steve Jobs had a different form but died from that too. So we don't like pancreatic cancer. So if you can eat certain foods that'll protect you, great. But they say stay away from lead, arsenic, and cadmium. Fine by me. Fine by me. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dahlia. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.